This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Diddy has a lot of darkness around him. At least that's what we've been learning after the federal raids and after reading through some of the lawsuits that have been filed against him, civil lawsuits, specifically the Rodney Jones lawsuit. I had a chance to go through all 70-some pages just the other day and felt like I needed to take a shower about a couple pages in, and it just kept getting darker and darker. Joining me to discuss where this case is at, where it's going, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Yeah, there's a lot here. I want to get into how did the feds get involved in this? Was it a matter of them simply taking a look at some of these civil lawsuits and going, there's a lot of like horrible federal crimes going on, or at least being accused in these lawsuits? We need to take a look at this, or how did it get to this point?
I don't think it got to this point exactly like that, but I do agree that those lawsuits and the allegations in them are the genesis. So Let me explain. I think that individuals went to the Bureau.
Okay.
Or sorry, to HSI.
Yeah.
I think they went to them. And so in other words, I don't think HSI was just perusing civil lawsuits in this arena. I think it was brought to them, all of these allegations, and they started interviewing all the people involved in the allegations, And they started building their case.
How deep into the interviews do you think they have gotten to go as far as they have already? Are we talking, you know, most of the people that were named in these civil suits, or who are they? Who do they need to talk to take it to where they did with the going in and raiding his two homes?
Well, they only really needed to talk to the individuals that lodged those complaints. But what they had to do was they had to corroborate that information with either video evidence, with evidence from phones, with evidence from travel arrangements. In other words, they needed to corroborate it with other standalone evidence. Although I will say, I think they did interview many people that would have been privy to being able to back up what the original people lodged against them. So his wife and his former producer, I think a lot of people have been spoken to already.
I would imagine the staff is on that list, and I'm wondering how much of a staff Diddy even has anymore at this point with these allegations that have flown against him. Because I'm guessing they're probably not back there if they've had to flip on Diddy, and they probably really don't have much of a choice than to become a confidential informant at this point.
Well, I'll agree with you that I think that they were able to turn someone. And that doesn't necessarily mean, it could mean staff. It could mean other people that are in and around his entourage, friends, you know, quote unquote friends. Mm-hmm. You know, federal agents are good at finding people with vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. Either they were vulnerable themselves to criminal prosecution, or perhaps they knew of issues they were having with Diddy. And so they knew they were ripe for going to them and getting cooperation.
I wonder how many true friends Diddy really has at this point. Just reading through the civil lawsuit and the types of people that were surrounding him, they don't really seem like friends. They seem more like we're here for the party, or we're here to do this or to do that, to gain something for their own well-being, if you will. They're not the type of folks that seem like, you know, I've been with you since 1990 something. In fact, most of the people from the 90s, you hear nothing about in those civil lawsuits other than some sort of wrongdoing that he did to them. So it really makes me wonder, you know, what kind of circle does Diddy really have? Or was this all just kind of an illusion of money and drugs and whoever happens to be there for those parties?
Well, I think you bring up a good point, because what we're seeing, not only did he not have those ride or die friends, seemingly,
yeah,
his people he surrounded it are all too happy to throw him under the bus. That's what I'm seeing. You would think someone would be supportive of him. And other than his mother, who seems to be very upset about the way that the house was raided, I mean, you just don't see anyone coming to his back for to aid in his character defense, let's call it.
Yeah. No, I agree. And it's, I guess, a little bit surprising. I don't know. I mean, but I guess when you get into that sort of a world, it gets harder and harder to find true friends that are going to stay with you, especially if you're doing horrible things to people left and right and entering a world where nobody really wants to be participating in it.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.